All right, Alexander, we need to revisit the Epstein story, and this time we have news regarding Ghislaine Maxwell. I've never been able to pronounce her name properly, but she's kind of, running around the world hiding from people who are trying to get interviews from her, trying to get testimonies from her. So what's going on in this case?
Can I just also say, I don't know how to pronounce her first name properly. I've had about five different people contacting me, giving me five different ways of saying it. So I simply don't know. I mean, like everything else about Ghislaine Maxwell, which I think is probably the right way, she is mysterious even as to that. Anyway, the story that we're now hearing is that she's actually holed up in Paris, in a swanky apartment on the Rue Matignon, very close apparently to Epstein's own former apartment, $8 million apartment on the very swanky Avenue Foch, and that she actually moves from one place to another, keeping ahead both of the media and, as I understand it, the law, because the a Justice Department in the US and the FBI apparently do want to speak to her, but she manages somehow to keep away from them. And it's not clear that they have actually managed to speak to her. But more interesting than this is that you now know for a fact that there is an investigation still ongoing. We know this because obviously they want to speak to Ghislaine Maxwell, and she's a key witness and perhaps an accessory and perhaps someone that they want to bring a case against. This is the US federal authorities, and we're talking, I should make it very clear here, about a criminal case. But they've also been trying to speak to someone else, who is Prince Andrew of England, the Queen's second son. He, it seems, has been, well, there's been arguments and conflicts about whether he's been willing to cooperate or not willing to cooperate. But at any rate, the US authorities apparently said enough's enough, and they've actually started the first moves to bringing legal proceedings against Prince Andrew in England, basically to force him to cooperate with them. And that could involve, as I understand it, having him extradited to the US. Now imagine the Queen's son being extradited to the US. I mean, if that ever happens, which I can't quite believe, but if that were ever to happen, that would be huge. Now, so we got those two things. So there is an investigation. They are asking questions. There's not very much information about this investigation, but we found out as a result of all of these moves who, up till a few days ago, was in charge of this investigation. And it turns out it was none other than Jeffrey Berman, the US Attorney for the Southern District of New York, the very man who Attorney General Barr has just had fired. As you know, Barr announced that Berman was resigning. Berman came along and said, "I'm actually not resigning. I'm going to stay in post until the Senate confirms my successor." And then Barr quite properly went to Trump and said, "This is outrageous. He can't just be insubordinate in this way." And Trump has now formally sacked Berman, sacked him, and he's had to clear his desk and has had to immediately move out. So, is there a connection between the fact that Berman was in charge of the Epstein investigation and the fact that Berman has just been sacked? And is it a coincidence that this sacking has happened just as we've heard all this activity about the Epstein investigation, that they want to talk to Prince Andrew? They've been trying to apparently get in touch with Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't think there is. I am joining up dots and making guesses, but it seems to me that there probably is a connection somewhere. I'm not sure what that connection is, but it does look as if there is some dissension between the Justice Department in Washington and the Southern District of New York, the federal prosecutors in New York, about the way in which this investigation should be conducted. That seems to me the most plausible explanation for what is going on. Because if you remember, Berman was saying that he was sacked because of the way he was conducting certain investigations. And people have been pointing at this investigation of Parnas and this other guy who had some connection with Giuliani. And I never took that very seriously because it seems to me that investigation is just a nonsense. But by contrast, any investigation of the Epstein affair is a definitely, as we say in England, a very hot potato. In other words, it's a very serious, very explosive investigation. And I can very well see how if there is a dispute between the Justice Department in Washington and the Southern District of New York about this investigation, the man in charge might be sacked.
All right, before I get to questions with Barr, I want to ask you real quick with Andrew. From what I read, there was also a dispute as to whether he cooperated or not. Has there been any result to that? I mean, the FBI said that he wasn't cooperating. Andrew said that he did, or his legal team said he did. Has there been any resolution there at all?
No, there's been no resolution about it, but I'm going to make a...
So we don't know who's telling the truth.
We don't know who's telling the truth, but we can guess. And I am going to make a guess that it is the federal bureau, the U.S. authorities who are telling the truth. And I will say why I say that, because first of all, if Andrew was cooperating, why would the US federal authorities be making this big play on this? I mean, I don't really see the logic of that at all, actually. The second thing is, if Andrew was innocent and was anxious to cooperate with the US authorities, I would have expected him to say so for some time now. Not to say nothing, which is what he's been doing. So I think it's much, much more likely that it's the US authorities who are telling the truth over this quarrel, as opposed to Andrew himself.
Okay, makes sense. Now, with Barr, ever since Epstein, quote unquote, killed himself, ever since Epstein killed himself, the story has kind of, you know, vanished. It's vanished in the media. We haven't heard many things out of the DOJ, even though Barr, and I believe Barr is on record in many videos saying that he will get to the bottom of it. He is going to investigate this out. I mean, it's been, I don't know how many months, 6 months?
Mm, absolutely. It's more, I think. I think it's more, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's been a long time. Do you think that we're finally getting to some action here as to what's going on, mm-hmm. or what happened with Epstein and that night in his prison cell?
Yes, I know. I'm thinking, and I'll say what I think about this. I mean, this is a very difficult one because there's so much going on off stage that we simply don't know. There's so little information to work with that ultimately one can only make guesses. But I suspect that one of the big problems with this is obviously there was Epstein, and there was Ghislaine Maxwell, and there was Prince Andrew, but there were lots and lots of other people, including people who are very important in the United States. And I have a suspicion, I'm just guessing, this is pure guess, but I think it's an informed guess, that some people in the US Federal Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York were trying to turn that investigation in certain directions. In other words, they were trying to focus on people who, remember, this is an election year, who would be more damaging to Donald Trump. I don't think they can touch Trump himself, because it's quite clear that he and Epstein had a complete falling out, and that Trump threw him out of his club, and that Epstein didn't have any connection with Trump at any level. But there may have been other attempts to try and steer this away from people close to the Wall Street financial oligarchy and close to the Democrats, and to divert it in other directions. And bear in mind, look at the person that Barr is bringing in to replace Berman. This is a man who is known to have very much the Wall Street financiers in his sights. He's got a background as a person in, Securities and Exchange Commission, as a financial expert. So I just wonder whether this isn't an attempt to clean up the swamp, if you like, in Wall Street, which funds so much of what's going on in the United States, funds the tech companies, funds the bank, you name it, it's behind it, whilst at the same time bringing the whole of the Epstein investigation under control, under ultimately Barr's control in Washington, whether this isn't what the whole story is all about. But I don't want to be too bold about this, because as we're just guessing at the end of the day. But if my guess is correct, and it's not just a guess out of thin air, I mean, I've been following this story very carefully. If that guess is correct, then it would suggest that Barr is looking at this very thoroughly, and including at the circumstances of Epstein's mysterious death, which have never been fully cleared up.
Right. And of course, you have the Clintons, who are heavily connected, deeply connected with Epstein, and of course,
Yeah, I
Bill
know.
Gates, who is deeply connected with Epstein. So, a lot of powerful people.
Well, this is exactly my point. As I said, steer it away from some people, steer the investigation away from some people and towards others. You mentioned some names. You mentioned the Clintons. You mentioned Bill Gates. Make sure that perhaps they're not the people who are called in for questioning, and that other people are called in for questioning in an election year.
Well, okay. Now, getting back to Ghislaine. She was There's that famous picture of her at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, and she's another person that it appears is very close to Bill and Hillary Clinton. She was, after all, at the wedding. This is a tweet from Eric Weinstein, which says this: "Alexander, why is Ghislaine Maxwell so anti-interesting to our media? To our FBI, to our CIA. I mean, these folks do not want to find her or talk to her in a huge way."
Well, this is an excellent point, because again, we come back to turning the investigation away from some people and perhaps towards others, because I do not believe that the might of the US Justice Department and of the FBI and of all the various agencies, law enforcement agencies of the United States and of the media, would not have been able to track down Ghislaine Maxwell in Paris if they had wanted to. So, I mean, the fact is, suddenly we're learning about this person and her whereabouts. We're getting what looks to be reliable information about her whereabouts. And it's only coming now, at roughly the same time, that the man who was nominally in charge of the investigation, that's to say Jeff Berman, has been sacked. Now, I said that my guesses, which are guesses, are not guesses plucked out of thin air. I am joining up dots a bit, but you're starting to see the dots that I'm joining up.
All right, well, November, got about five months for Barr and his team to get some justice out of the terrible, terrible cabal that was Epstein.
Absolutely. Now, he's given a very interesting interview, Barr has, in which he spoke about action appearing in the Durham investigation around August. So we got the Durham investigation perhaps starting to crystallize in August, and perhaps possibly Epstein also around August, around the same time. We shall see.
Yeah, well,
Keep
hopefully.
keep 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 we'll keep an eye out on things. We live in very interesting times, Alex.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get some sort of interview or
Yeah.
statement out of Ghislaine. Hopefully
In
that'll come very soon. If they
yeah.
want to find it, they can find it. And hopefully before the elections, we'll find out where Epstein is hiding.
Ghislaine, Prince Andrew, and who knows whom else.
Yeah, Prince exactly. Andrew will give a statement as well. And yeah, hopefully we'll find out exactly where Jeffrey is.
Well, Jeffrey is, whether in this world or the other one. But can I just say, you know, that ultimately this is a very serious business. Working people of the United States, young women were criminally abused. And we must never lose sight of this. And when you say how the media has shown no interest in this story, how they show no interest in Ghislaine Maxwell or their whereabouts, how they show no interest really in Prince Andrew. I noticed that this was news in Britain, but not really news in the United States. That is very disturbing in itself. And it does make you wonder why they are not publicizing this story properly as they should be. And it just does make me wonder who exactly is involved and what does the media really know about it?
Yeah, well, the media's not on the side of the people and the truth. They're on the side of, not the Epstein side.
Self-evidently. Yeah, self-evidently.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mercurius, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button. Click on the notifications bell and smash that like. Also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. And go to the Durant shop and pick up some merchandise. Alexander, you've got a mug and you're wearing a polo right there.
I certainly am. I've been experimenting more with hot chocolate recently. So I've been drinking hot chocolate from my mug. And one day I will show you I will show our viewers how to make really good French style hot chocolate, much richer than what you get in Britain or the US. And these are the best mugs for it because it keeps it beautifully hot, and it gives this sort of consistency. And at the same time, because of the wonderful color of the body, the porcelain body, it looks magnificent. The hot chocolate looks absolutely magnificent and frothy and wonderful in a mug like this. But of course, you don't just have to drink hot chocolate from it. You can drink tea, as I do, at enormous amounts, also coffee, and of course, beer and champagne, as I tried myself. So these are the best mugs in the world, bar none. I speak as the world expert on the subject, and Alex is adding lots of other beautiful mugs of the same quality as this one to our shop, which you can find on our shop also. And we also have the best shirts, certainly the best polo shirts, the most stylish, the most elegant, the most James Bondian polo shirts you will find anywhere, and 100% cotton. And again, Alex, I should say, is adding to our shirt collection on the Durant. So we got amazing polo shirts. You got long-sleeved and short-sleeved T-shirts. We've got V-neck shirts, all of immense quality. We've also got hats, hoodies, and stickers. We have a whole range of new products. And we've also got our great ebooks, one of which is, of course, on the Epstein affair. You will find all of those in our shop. You will support the Durant by buying them from our shop, and you will be the owner of these great things. So this is an opportunity you shouldn't resist. Come to our shop, buy these great things, support the Durant, and Alex will tell you how.
Just go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.